Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Hey everyone, ready to take a peek at what's catching the attention of young minds these days?
Always fascinating. What have you got for us?
Well, we're diving into the stories that kids are reading over on The Juice.
That educational app.
Exactly. And trust me, you might just learn something new yourself along the way.
I'm always up for that.
Think of this deep dive as like your cheat sheet.
Oh, I like that.
To spark conversations and connect with the kids in your life.
Sounds good. What's the first story?
All right, so first up, we've got a story about a real sports legend.
Ooh, okay, I'm intrigued.
It's about Gino Auriemma.
The basketball coach.
The one and only? He just shattered the record for all-time NCAA coaching wins.
Wow, that's incredible. What's the story focus on?
Well, it dives into his incredible success.
I mean, 11 national championships with the University of Connecticut women's team?
Right, and multiple undefeated seasons.
Don't forget, those two record-breaking win streaks, they were longer than most teams' entire seasons.
It's mind-boggling. But the story doesn't just focus on the numbers.
Oh, so what else does it cover?
It digs into Auriemma's mindset, his philosophy.
Which is?
A relentless commitment to continuous improvement.
Ah, so it's not just about the wins.
Nope.
Yeah?
He doesn't focus on the records themselves.
Interesting.
It's all about getting better every single day.
I love that. What a great message for kids.
Right. The story even asks them.
What's the question?
What drives you to keep improving at something you care about?
Ah, that's a good one.
Gets them thinking about their goals, their motivations.
For sure. Encourages that self-reflection.
Exactly.
And emphasizes the power of perseverance.
You got it. Okay, so ready for something completely different?
Hit me with it.
Let's shift gears to a story about climate change.
Okay, interesting.
This one's about a report from Carbon Brief.
What did they find?
It reveals that China has become the second largest historical emitter of carbon dioxide.
Wow.
Only trailing the U.S.
So how much have they emitted?
Get this. They've released a staggering 312 gigatons of CO2.
300. Since when?
Since the Industrial Revolution.
That's a lot.
It really puts into perspective the scale of global emissions, right?
It does, for sure.
Now, while China's total historical emissions are lower than the U.S.
And the U.S. is at what?
532 gigatons, to be exact.
Wow, okay.
And then the EU is in third place with 303 gigatons.
Okay, so China is catching up.
Right. And their recent surge in emissions is concerning, especially considering...
Considering what?
Their pledge to reduce emissions.
And to meet the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement.
Exactly.
It does make you wonder what role young people can play in shaping the future of the environment.
It's a big question, but it's an important one.
Totally agree. It empowers them to think about their actions.
And the impact they can have.
Yes. Every little bit counts.
Okay, ready for another complex issue.
Lay it on me.
This one dives into the world of sanctuary cities.
Okay.
Specifically, how Los Angeles is adopting a new ordinance.
To do what?
To strengthen protections for undocumented immigrants.
So
you might not be familiar with the term sanctuary city.
Yeah, fill me in.
Essentially, it means the city will limit cooperation with federal immigration enforcement efforts.
So it's a big statement.
Definitely. And it's a hot button topic for sure.
Especially with the incoming administration's stance on immigration.
You said it. Now, the ordinance itself mainly codifies existing practices.
Oh, okay.
But it's seen as a bold statement.
Could lead to some legal battles, huh?
Most likely. The story even asks kids to think about...
I'm listening.
...the factors involved in protecting people's rights within a community.
Interesting. These are complex issues with no easy answers, that's for sure.
Agreed. Okay, so let's take a break from the heavy stuff for a second.
Sounds good to me. What do you have?
This next story is a heartwarming one.
Oh, I love those.
It's about a woman's mission to reunite families with photographs they lost during Hurricane Helene in North Carolina.
Wow, that's amazing. What's her name?
Taylor Schenker.
Okay, I'm ready to hear what she did.
So she collected hundreds of photos that were scattered by the floodwaters.
Wow, that's dedication.
And get this, she's using Instagram to try and find their owners.
That's such a clever idea.
Right, she's already returned about 200 photos.
That's fantastic.
Including some with incredible sentimental value.
Oh, I bet.
Like imagine reuniting a family with a picture of a deceased child they thought they'd lost forever.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right? It's a reminder of how powerful photographs can be.
They really do evoke those memories and connect us to our past.
Totally. And the story asks kids.
Let me guess. What's one of your most memorable belongings?
You got it. It prompts them to think about the personal significance of objects.
And the power of memories.
Exactly.
Okay.
Ready for a trip back in time.
Always. What do we have?
This story features the incredible discovery of a really well-preserved fossil.
Ooh, what kind of fossil?
It's of a prehistoric bird called Navarinus hestiae.
Okay.
And get this. It dates back 80 million years.
80 million years. Wow.
I know, right? Bird fossils are super fragile.
Right.
So finding one this intact is remarkable.
It really is.
And this discovery was made in Brazil back in 2016.
Okay.
But here's the really cool part. Scientists were able to do CT scans of the skull.
And they were able to
reconstruct the bird's brain.
No way. Is that even possible?
It is. And what they found is fascinating.
So tell me, what did they find?
Navarinus hestiae had a less developed cerebellum.
Which is responsible for?
Balance and flight.
Ah, okay.
But it had a larger cerebrum.
Which is linked to?
Higher cognitive functions.
Interesting. So compared to modern birds...
It had a different brain structure.
That raises some questions, for sure.
Like how bird brains evolved over millions of years.
Especially during the time when dinosaurs still roamed the Earth.
Exactly. It's like piecing together a puzzle, you know?
I do. And the story asks kids a good question.
What's that?
What makes discovering ancient creatures so exciting?
Or important.
Right. Gets them thinking about paleontology.
The history of life on Earth.
And the connections between past and present.
Love it. Okay, so our final story for today features a quote.
From who?
From a true trailblazer, Shirley Chisholm.
No way. The first African-American woman elected to Congress.
That's right. And she said...
Go on.
We must reject... not only the stereotypes that others have of us, but also those that we have of ourselves.
Powerful words.
Right. Especially coming from someone who broke so many barriers.
Absolutely. Her legacy is incredible.
As a champion for civil rights and social justice.
It's a reminder to challenge those limiting beliefs.
Both those imposed on us and those we internalize.
It's a call to action.
To define ourselves on our own terms.
And to strive for a more just and equitable world.
You got it.
It's fascinating how these stories, just from a kid's educational app, offer such a diverse range of topics.
It's like a whirlwind tour of the world.
Past and present.
And it really highlights the breadth of what kids are learning and thinking about these days.
And that's what makes it so important for us to understand.
To stay connected.
To those young minds.
Exactly.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive for today.
It's been a fascinating journey.
I've loved exploring these stories with you. And remember, the conversation doesn't have to stop here.
Nope. Talk to the kids in your life about these stories.
What did they think? What did they learn? See how it connects to their own lives?
You might be surprised by their insights.
You might be. So until next time, keep those imaginations going.
And keep those conversations flowing.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.